I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Most cases of a cold or flu in children can be treated at home, but sometimes complications develop that require medical attention. Dr. Ian Kane is here to talk about caring for children who have a cold or flu and also recognizing possible complications. Dr. Kane is an associate professor of pediatrics and a pediatric emergency physician at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Kane, first, what are some of the similarities and also differences in symptoms when a child gets a cold versus the flu?
There are a lot of similarities between the two. Both can give fevers, cough, congestion, things like that. Now, colds are typically going to be limited to more respiratory type complaints, whereas with the flu, you get more things that involve the entire body. So higher fevers, it comes on more quickly, you can develop fatigue, body aches, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches. It tends to be just a little bit more severe.
And what complications sometimes develop in kids of various ages from both of these illnesses?
Anytime you get these viruses, what they'll do is develop a lot of mucus and inflammation in the body, and then that mucus can be an area where bacteria can then grow on top of it. And so you'll see complications from both, things like ear infections. In older kids, you may see sinusitis, and you can also develop pneumonia after the cold or the flu.
What can parents do to try to prevent some of these sorts of complications?
So the number one thing, at least for preventing flu complications, is to get your child immunized. The other things are really more common sense, hand hygiene, you know, making sure your child is covering their, you know, nose and mouth when they're coughing, using hand sanitizer, things like that. The other thing you do is you really want to just make sure you're supporting your child, making sure they're staying hydrated as they work through this infection.
What are some of the best at-home treatments for a child who has a cold or the flu?
There are a lot of over-the-counter cough and cold medicines out there, but really under age 6, we do not recommend those. They have some side effects that are pretty serious, and they really aren't very effective. For children who are older than age 1, to treat the cough, actually a spoonful of honey is not a bad idea. It's very safe, and it is just as effective as those over-the-counter medications. The other big thing, whether your child is sick with the cold or the flu, is to really just keep them comfortable. And that's where treating their fever comes in. You know, when a child has a fever, they feel really lousy. And so if you can treat that with acetaminophen or ibuprofen, you really will help them feel a lot better. When your child's sick like this, they may not want to eat as much, and that's okay. As long as you're really pushing fluids, that can be helpful to know that they're not getting dehydrated.
What are the signs or symptoms, either for a cold or flu, in children that indicate that they need medical attention?
So for the youngest infants, those less than 2 months of age, you really do have to watch out for fever. Anytime a child of that age has a fever greater than 100.4, you should give your pediatrician a call and have them checked out.
And what about children older than the infant age?
If your child's had high fevers above 101 for more than 3 or 4 days, it's probably a good idea to get them checked at the pediatrician's office. Those are the kids who have a higher risk of developing things like a pneumonia or an ear infection. If they're having persistent difficulty breathing, that's a time where you'll probably need to take the child directly to the emergency department to get evaluated.
Dr. Kane, thanks for this information about caring for a child who has a cold or flu.
My pleasure, Bobby. Thank you.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.